Make your dream skin a reality with Starlight Retinol Night Oil from Strivectin, the science-powered, award-winning skincare brand. This ultra-nourishing, lightweight oil is fueled by retinol and patented skin barrier-strengthening Nia-114 to give the benefits of retinol without the common dryness and irritation. See improvement in the look of lines, wrinkles, rough texture, and dullness thanks to its potent yet gentle ingredients. Visit Strivectin.com and get 15% off your first order. That's Strivectin.com.
A message from your locally owned Amco Transmissions and Total Car Care Center. We're open and ready to help solve your vehicle repair needs. While we have your car, employees will wear gloves and sanitize the interior of the car upon completing our service. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup. Call 1-800-GO-AMCO for a location near you. That's AAMCO. Amco, transmissions, and a whole lot more.
We're back with coverage from the championship game. At the plate for the Mr. and Mrs. T Bloody Mary Mix All-Stars is the power-hitting Bold and Spicy. On base is the well-mixed combo of original, horseradish, and fiery pepper, who's been absolutely on fire this season. It's Mr. and Mrs. T's robust team of flavor, handcrafted Bloody Mary champions. This baseball season, draft your perfect Bloody Mary lineup by recruiting the best. Pick up Mr. and Mrs. T's Bloody Mary Mixes, available at Benny's Beverage Depot.
Have you wanted to speak a new language, but you thought it'd be too hard or take too much time? Then go to Babbel.com, download the app, and try it for free. In just 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. And right now, you can try Babbel for free. Babbel starts out teaching you words and phrases by matching them with pictures. You won't believe how easy the interactive program is. Soon the sentences get a little bigger, and before you know it, you're having simulated conversations voiced by native speakers. And because Babbel is crafted by language experts and uses the spaced repetition method, in just 10 to 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking the language of your choice with real confidence. With Babbel, you can speak a language. Just go to Babbel.com and start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com and try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
While Chicago adjusts to working at home, the score is there for you.
Thank you guys so much for what you do. The score, I'm a little listener to these tough times. It's a relief to know I can turn you guys on my dial and have you be here.
We have the score to get us through this. Thanks for being out there. You guys are a breath of fresh air. The whole score team makes it a lot easier, and I applaud you for it.
We are Chicago's number one sports station, 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago.
The
Score!
The top of the hour is being brought to you by Northwestern Athletics. The Wildcats would like to thank all those working throughout the COVID-19 pandemic, including healthcare professionals. Thank you for keeping us safe. This hour is also brought to you by the Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago. Herbie, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
Wilt Chamberlain, minutes played per game in the 61-62 season was 48.5. He played every single minute of every single game, even the ones that went into overtime, while averaging 50 points and 26 rebounds. And he finished second in MVP voting. Second! How? How is that even possible? It's so stupid. Like, it's my favorite statistic, because you have a guy averaging a triple-double, you have another guy, like, you have to go back and go, wait, what? He averaged 50 points a game? A game? 26 rebounds a game? And some of those games were against Russell. But he averaged more minutes per game than there are in games. 48 and a half minutes a game for Wilt Chamberlain.
Make me a bicycle, clown!
Someone reached out to me yesterday and was like, now do the 1998 AL MVP voting. Because there's an argument that Albert Bell, of a pretty strong argument, that Albert Bell should have been the MVP in 1998. When I have more time,
I'll do that. We'll go through the 1998 American League MVP vote because it is pretty ridiculous. Talk about a guy with a almost 1,100 OPS and he finished eighth. I mean, come on. Anyway, I'm Lawrence. Thanks for listening to the show. I'm glad that you are here. There is a lot of news surrounding your Chicago Bulls, and we are going to cover that news. Layla Rahimi, our buddy, she's going to visit the show at 12:20, Bulls sideline reporter, along with being a fantastic host over at NBC Sports Chicago. She's been doing great work on The Rush, and so we're lucky to get her before she does her prep for The Rush show this afternoon. Matt Rodewald, our friend, used to work at The Score, now works at Fox 10 in Arizona, is going to join us. He actually reached out to me. He's like, I would like to talk with you and The Score audience about the idea of trying to play baseball in Arizona. So I was like, all right, cool. So 12:40, we'll talk with him. Former Suns GM Ryan McDonough, who hosts a show on SiriusXM NBA, is going to join me at 1 o'clock. The news is that Arturas Karnišovas is going to be the new vice president of basketball operations for your Chicago Bulls. And that, I think that just knowing that they have made a decision is probably good for a lot of Bulls fans because you feel like it's the end of something that has caused you a lot of consternation and now the beginning of something exciting and new, to quote the lyrics from The Love Boat. So now we have a lot to get to learn about Arturas and what he's going to bring to the table. And I will tell you that we had an interview yesterday with Paul Klee of the Colorado Springs Gazette, which if you missed it, we're going to run just a little bit of it back because it's worth it. Hearing what he thought of Karnišovas was really cool, and then seeing it reflected in other things that I've consumed between then and now, it has been pretty much confirmed. If you're trying to get a bio on him, let me give you a quick one before I get to some things that I want to share and then some sound that I want you to hear from him. Background in scouting, he was on the other Dream Team, as they call it, the other Dream Team, the Lithuanian team in 92 that ended up winning the bronze medal. Has an incredible international background. He's had draft success with Nikola Jokic, Jamal Murray, and cover your eyes, Bulls fans, not if you're driving. He was the guy that was instrumental in the draft night trade for Jusuf Nurkić. Remember the Bulls had him and they sent him to Denver? So he's got background there. He also has a really, really cool international flair. Like, it wasn't just that he played internationally. It's that he also has been really valuable in trying to scout internationally. And he worked in the NBA front office for a while as someone who was helping to diversify the game from an international standpoint. Lithuanian born, played at Seton Hall, bronze medal in 92, worked for the league office, believes in hiring people that have future GM potential. That's exciting. Like, hearing that sort of thing is exciting. So it's a new day. It's a new day for the Bulls, and I don't know how they're going to do like a rollout. I would guess once they make it official that they'll do something similar to what the Bears have done, where they'll have their reporters do a Zoom and they can ask questions of Karnišovas and you can start to see what his plan is going to be. There are other things to consider, like what happens to John Paxson and everyone, whether it's Woj or KC or Joe Cowley. They all seem to think that he's going to act in a advisory role. And from what we heard from Paul Klee yesterday, he doesn't think that Karnišovas is going to just come in and just wipe everything out like the moment he walks in the door. Although, I do wonder, and if you read some of Joe Cowley's reporting in the Sun-Times this morning, he hunts so we can eat, that Jim Boylan is already nervous. And let me tell you something, Jim Boylan, you should be nervous. I don't want to see you fired just to see you fired, but I think that we've seen enough over the last year of knowing that he's not the guy that's going to take them into the next part of their development as a team. And that will obviously be up to Karnišovas on what he wants to do. I'm glad the Bulls got this done. There is some question about whether or not this process was fair to all candidates involved. I know that our buddy Vincent Goodwill has written about it. Marcus Spears has written about it. The Bulls were looking at a bunch of minority candidates that were not allowed to interview. And so there are a lot of minority assistant GMs and front office people in the NBA that are upset that this went down. I'm not gonna get on the Reinsdorfs for that just yet until we find out a little bit more about the process, but it does seem like they were trying to get candidates from all over. The other thing about Karnišovas is his right-hand man in Denver is Calvin Booth, and there are a lot of people who think that he will be installed as the GM of the team. So I would like to wait before passing judgment on anything, especially considering the Reinsdorf's record when it comes to hiring. I would like to wait before I condemn them. Speaking of Karnišovas, I was listening to Chris Mannix. Chris Mannix had him on a podcast. This was about three years ago. And if you wanted to get an idea of what type of person he's going to be inside of a basketball office, take a listen to this chunk where he explains his theory on team building.
I think you take away from each situation certain things, but you build your own, you know, kind of world and how you would do things. You don't become them, people that you work for. I think you just take things away and apply it in your own setting. So I think I would be, you know, obviously different by doing things. But, you know, inclusivity for me is a huge thing, is, you know, hiring, intelligent, passionate people. It's another thing of mine, and, you know, just being fair with people and put them in a position to do their jobs, you know, not to, you know, micromanage them, you know. So it's just, I think with personnel and surrounding yourself with people is the way you do with players. You're trying to project what they're going to be in 2-3 years, and hopefully you select, personnel that have a potential to be, you know, GMs also in the future, mm-hmm. and you're going to help them to get there. And then be proud when they, you know, obviously accomplish that. So
gets harder and harder to project players, doesn't it, with how young they are when they're coming to this league?
It is, but it's fun. And, you have your kind of database in your head and your mistakes and your successes. And you just take away from each situation and, you know, what I said wrong, or you know, about the player that I said he's going to make it and he didn't, what were the reasons, in success stories, you know, how, you know, there's a lot of luck obviously involved, and you just make informative decisions and then hopefully that will stick, and you know, the luck is part of it.
That was Karnišovas on Chris Mannix's crossover podcast back when he was working for SI. And I'm looking forward to seeing what he's all about. Now, the thing is that I don't know if we're going to be satisfied immediately. Like, I think that this is the day that you kind of party, because this is the day where things have changed. Like, ideally, this is the change that we were all hoping that we would see with the Bulls, and I give the Bulls credit. We heard this stuff. I think Cali maybe had it first back during the All-Star break, that they were going to use the end of the season as an opportunity to really study where they've gone wrong and to try and bring in some new leadership and some fresh eyes, and I think they've done that. I'm not here to tell you that he's going to fix all of the problems. All I can say is that For the most part, everything I've seen has been really positive about what he can bring to the table. And I'll just share this little anecdote. I brought it up on Twitter. I reached out to a current NBA GM this morning, and I asked, did the Bulls make the right hire? And this person hit me back just with a thumbs up emoji. So there's a lot of belief around basketball that this guy knows what he's doing. And that's honestly, I don't know if there's anyone that the Bulls could have hired other than the two guys, the three guys that they've interviewed over the last couple of days, and Danny Ferry and Will Cox. Like, what are we doing? Like, that would be, and Colangelo. If they would hire one of those three guys, I would have been like, they'd be better off just staying doing what they're doing. But everyone that I've seen write about this, speak about this, people that I've reached out to seem to feel like this is a good start. And now it's up to Karnišovas to figure out the rest of it. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk with Layla Rahimi. It's time for the monthly visitor, but she's also, you know, the Bulls sideline reporter. So getting her feedback on this hire is going to be a big deal. We're going to talk with her next here on The Score.
During these unprecedented times, stay connected with 670 The Score.
You guys being on the air for all the listeners is really just helping us get through a very tough time. We all appreciate it.
The Score is here for you. We're always live and local. Just tell your smart speaker to play 670 The Score from radio.com. The Score is helping Chicago stay connected. For more, go to radio.com/stayconnected.
This is Andrew Bogish with a Radio.com Sports Minute. I think another thank you is in order for the NFL. At times, ignorantly, the league has basically plowed ahead with its offseason as if the world wasn't currently shut down, and at least my mental health is better for it. The NFL has provided actual sports topics to tackle, like Tom Brady to the Bucks and the future of Cam Newton. And then there are the unique stories that could only be the byproduct of our current global situation. The draft has been the epicenter of these stories. First, there were GMs begging the league to delay the draft because they couldn't do their normal prep work. Then the league telling those GMs to basically shut up and deal with it. And now we have teams worried about espionage as they prep to draft from their homes. It's too good to be true, and I need all of it. Keep it coming, guys. I'm Andrew Bogish.
Today's reality has forced us all to grapple with what's important and what isn't. And what will always be important is family and health. Unfortunately, snoring, sleep apnea, and nasal breathing problems have a direct impact on those two things we hold close. Living with any one of these issues compromises your quality of life, and that affects your whole household. It's not always easy to take action to change that, but Advent is going to help with a free virtual consultation. There's no cost and no commitment. And you don't have to worry about insurance or missing work to find out if Advent can solve your problem. During your virtual consultation, you'll chat one-on-one with a sinus and sleep specialist to find out exactly what you need to know. Text the word ADVENT to 797979 to schedule your free, zero-strings-attached virtual consultation. I'm Dr. Madan Kandula. We won't be able to do this forever, but we're doing it now, because Advent knows when you breathe well, you live better.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Make your dream skin a reality with Starlight Retinol Night Oil from Strivected, the science-powered, award-winning skincare brand. This ultra-nourishing, lightweight oil is fueled by retinol and patented skin barrier-strengthening Nia-114 to give the benefits of retinol without the common dryness and irritation. See improvement in the look of lines, wrinkles, rough texture, and dullness thanks to its potent yet gentle ingredients. Visit Strivectin.com and get 15% off your first order. That's Strivectin.com.
A message from your locally owned Amco Transmissions and Total Car Care location. We're open and ready to help solve your vehicle repair concerns. To protect you and our employees, we have implemented new curbside procedures to allow you to drop your vehicle without entering our center. Call 1-800-GO-AMCO for details or search AAMCO for a location near you. That's AAMCO, Amco, Transmissions, and a whole lot more.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. This is Derek's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
After the third time jump-starting my car, I finally realized my battery was dying. So I stopped by O'Reilly to have it checked. They tested it right there in the parking lot. It was bad, real bad. But they helped me find the right battery for my car and even installed it.